so come on in for a taste as big as Texas. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria.
If you know girls ages 11 to 17 who are interested in joining a BSA female scout troop, they are invited to a meet and greet with the Prairie Lands Council's female troop. The event is Thursday, November 15th at Savoy United Methodist Church. Girls from any school are welcome. BSA scouting activities include camping, hiking, STEM, fitness, and help build character, leadership, and community service. The new female troop is associated with longtime Prairie Lands Unit Troop 101. That's Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Savoy United Methodist Church.
.com/credit scorecard.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Deadline in Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Amid all the legal challenges, the recount has to be completed this afternoon, but another may be looming.
It is quite possible the race for Senate and even others may still show less than a quarter percentage point difference between candidates. Such a scenario triggers a second recount under law, one to be completed manually.
Fox's Evan Brown in Broward County. It's up to 56 people dead in that Northern California wildfire, and the search continues for more in the 8,600 homes that burned down. But this woman says, despite everything lost,
I feel stronger now than I probably have felt in years, even in the middle of all this stuff.
Other evacuees say it's brought them closer to family. Three people were killed in Southern California fires. Indictments in Saudi Arabia and the murder of a journalist. But Turkey is not impressed. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Turkey's foreign minister calling Saudi Arabia's announcement of charges in the case of Jamal Khashoggi unsatisfactory and saying suspects in the killing should be tried in Turkey. The Saudi chief prosecutor has announced the indictment of 11 suspects, recommending five of them face the death penalty. But Turkey is questioning the thoroughness of the Saudi investigation, saying those who gave the order for the journalist's killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul need to be revealed.
Mike, we'll announce it.
Trump venting about the special counsel again, tweeting in all caps, a total witch hunt like no other in American history. Writing, the inner workings of the Mueller investigation are a total mess. They found no collusion and have gone absolutely nuts and don't care how many lives they ruin. Democrats have often criticized the president for trying to undermine the Russia probe. Michael Avenatti, famed for being porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer going after President Trump and for representing one of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's accusers, busted in Los Angeles for domestic violence.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
Avenatti says he'll be exonerated. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The next Congress will look somewhat similar. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer remain Senate leaders. Kevin McCarthy will be the minority leader for Republicans. He had been majority leader in the House. But the Democrats haven't picked their leaders yet, and some don't want Nancy Pelosi as Speaker.
A Democratic aide who's familiar with this situation told Fox News the names of 17 Democrats currently on that letter. They're Democrats from Ohio to New York to Colorado to South Carolina. Some Democrats who won their congressional race this cycle did so in part by promising to oppose Pelosi. Still, the party's longtime leader says she is confident she'll be the next Speaker of the House.
Fox's Ellison Barber. First Lady Melania Trump got what she wanted, a staffer She wanted out of the White House, is leaving.
Mira Ricardo's departure comes after the First Lady's trip to Africa, where the two reportedly clashed. Earlier this week, Mrs. Trump's spokesperson released a statement saying, it is the position of the office of the First Lady that she no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Ricardo will have a new role in the administration. No replacement for Deputy National Security Advisor has been named. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Texas has executed a Mexican citizen for murdering his wife and two sons with a sledgehammer 26 years ago. Roberto Ramos got a lethal injection last night, and his last words, "Lord, send me a chariot, I'm ready." A very different final thing to say than the guy put to death in South Dakota last month.
South Dakota death row inmate Rodney Burgett was executed on October 29th. His final words, "Is it supposed to feel like that?" The quote is from a transcript released by corrections officials Wednesday. Burgett groaned and said, "Ah," before he began to breathe heavily. The 56-year-old was pronounced dead 12 minutes after the lethal injection was administered. Burgett was sentenced to death for the murder of corrections officer Ronald Johnson during a prison escape attempt in 2011.
That's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, we have your news, and it's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign teachers and the school district are still working on a contract agreement, but the union says they will still file an intent to strike. WCIA says negotiations between the Champaign Federation of Teachers and the school district went for nearly 6 hours on Monday night, and they will gather for another mediated bargaining session on Tuesday, November 20th. The teachers could still walk off the job on the Monday after Thanksgiving if they can't get to a contract deal within 10 days. A homeless man is accused of molesting a preteen girl while he was staying in her home. 21-year-old Taylor Lee Richardson was an invited guest of the girl's parents in the home where the incident allegedly happened. He has been arraigned on 2 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The family apparently had video surveillance that showed the man entering and exiting the girl's room. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Hey, Diane, you there?
Yep, you're on the air.
No, I'm going back to the other thing. You do the weather. I just figured something out. I'm going to be back on live in a moment.
Talk to you then. In the meantime, I've got the weather, and it's brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist. Keep in mind that host as you approach Thanksgiving a week away. Call 367-ROSE. There's 2 locations for the Blossom Basket, Kerr and Cunningham in Urbana, and at the Crossing in Champaign. Again, 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. This winter weather advisory goes on until 6 o'clock tonight. The weather is a little on the tricky side this morning, so give yourself some extra time, as we did get a couple 3 inches of snow and a slight chance of snow and freezing rain between 4 and 5 this afternoon. Today's high, 33, down to 26. This evening, Friday up to 38, down to 27, 40 by Saturday, and 36 on Sunday, with a slight chance of precipitation over the weekend. At 7:08, the temperature is at 28, a little fog and mist too. ESPN 93.5, as I bring up Stevie in Chicago.
Yep. You know what happened?
What's that?
The system doesn't work when your car's running.
Okay.
So anyway, good news, good morning. I am in Chicago this morning, ESPN 93.5. Fresh off of the pot roast nachos last night at Ditka's restaurant.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, I don't know. I've tried to determine the pot roast is so good. And then I did something last night at Ditka's I never done before. And I just have a hamburger and hand-cut fries.
Wow.
And I said, is your burger any good? The guy said, award-winning. The beef is so good. I think that's just the whole deal. They don't spare any money on the beef. So anyway, good morning. Good to have you in Chicago. Hung around with Nathaniel last night, my son, who's living up here, working at a company called Opus. I think the woman in front of me just hit the guy in the truck just ahead of me.
Uh-oh.
She's checking the bumper.
Okay.
It's really funny to watch her park. Sometimes parking in the little yellow stripey things is a little tricky. Anyway, observations on the Windy City. It's just so large. It's such a big town. It is so big. I came in last night and I was going the right direction, but I don't understand how people tolerate commutes. I think you do it when you're young. Can you imagine going to soccer practice and being stuck on the Dan Ryan?
Right.
I don't know. It's a whole different life. We are so blessed in Central Illinois to get to see Big Ten something and get home in 7 minutes. It's just a whole different existence we have. And I guess if you've never done it, you never appreciate it as much as you would if you were around Chicago. Because it is just a massive amount of humanity. It's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And you sit there, and Diane, it's an hour each way. I mean, it's kind of what they do, but it's like, okay, I get it. But at some point, don't you say, I don't want to do that anymore. What's my job? I get it, but there are other jobs, and you can go somewhere else. I don't know. It's just fascinating to me because it's so foreign. I think about growing up with the kiddos and going to all the soccer practices and baseball and golf and everything else, and would not be possible if you worked in downtown Chicago.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't be able to do it. So anyway, we were on the road this morning at 5:45 and going into the city, it's just bumper to bumper. 5:45. So be happy where you live, my friends. That's your message. Okay, lots going on here this morning. I'm going to call John Decker live in the White House. Jim Acosta and CNN and frankly Fox News suing the president to get the firebrand, quote, reporter, end quote. He's not really a reporter, he's a pundit, acting as a reporter for CNN. You don't stand up and do position papers in front of the president. You ask a question, which is the whole issue. Anyway, they're suing to get the hard card at the White House, and John Decker knows better than anyone. You either have a pass, and you can get one if you're a member of the media, but the hard card is the one that says, hey, I'm somebody, here you go, don't have to apply every day to get in. They took his hard card away. It doesn't mean Jim Acosta can't get in. He would have to apply for it. And there are 50 hard cards already going to CNN. So they're suing because they want Jim Acosta. Hey, listen, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, everybody, you love Donald Trump. The ratings are three times what they were before Donald Trump because it's a whole cottage industry of hate Donald Trump. And when the advertising is three times the audience, the money's bigger. Everybody's happy. So they rail about Donald Trump because it's a cottage industry now. So imagine if he loses in 2020. I guarantee you those numbers will go, they'll go in a third because there won't be anybody to hate on. Amazing. It's interesting how sometimes you see some of these signs around Champaign, Urbana, and Diana that said, you know, hate isn't welcome here.
Right.
Have you seen those?
I have.
Isn't it ironic that they hate Donald Trump? I thought of... You can't hate liberals and you can't hate Republicans. I don't get it. I thought hate is hate. So, okay, we're going to check our sports coming up.
Hate isn't welcome here, and then unseat Rodney Davis on the same car bumper sticker. I thought that was a little ironic.
Well, and you can unseat people without hating them. That's okay. But there's clear hate for Donald Trump. There's no question about it. And they're, you know, the left says don't hate isn't welcome here. And yet you hate. You shouldn't hate anybody. You should never hate. Hate is awful. Hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there is plenty of that out there. And yet the left will blame the right for hating and racism and bigotry and just name calling. It just has worn thin. But I've concluded that this is a very small percentage of our country, but yet it feels large because of all the media attention on it. But those that are on the far left, the Antifas, the Black Lives Matter, you know, the total impeach Donald Trump, that number is under 10%. I am totally convinced of that. But it feels like 50, and it's not. But that's what you're hearing all about. And then those that aren't in that 10%, in the, you know, they're Democrats, liberals, but they're not that far. They're not going to don the black and the Antifa backpacks and break windows. They're being dragged left because of the screaming in your face at a restaurant. They're afraid of it. And so if you're not left enough, you know, the Muslims will call each other infidels if you're not Muslim enough. The left will scream in your face if you're not left enough. There's a sit-in at Nancy Pelosi's office. There's a one. She might not be Speaker of the House. She's got 17 defectors right now. You need 218 to win the speakership. And there's some Never Nancy people. You heard of Never Donald, Never Trumpers. Now you got the Never Nancy people. All right, going to break. We'll be right back. Sports headlines coming up live from Chicago. I'm Stevie J this morning, ESPN 93.5.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimere, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Shop Lowe's for early Black Friday deals and save $30 on a 4-tool 20-volt Craftsman Combo Kit. The kit features a drill, impact driver, reciprocating saw, task light, two batteries, and more, all for just $169. These tools use an interchangeable battery system that works with all tools in the 20-volt lineup, so you get the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Get yours today and save at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid 11/14 through 11/21 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Chair Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Happy.
Get that feeling again with the Honda CR-V. It comes with a standard rearview camera.
Hooray!
Plus available Honda Sensing.
Yay!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days from KBB.com's Best Value brand for 2018. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda CR-V. Visit your local Honda dealer today.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Valid on CR-V, LX only. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, it's the $6 million man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
All right, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines, Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. Illinois beat Northwestern in 3, and it was just like an hour and 15 minutes or something. It's incredible the way they blow through these matches. 25-16, 25-11, and 25-14. Ali Bastinelli has passed 700 career blocks now at 702. Illinois also has their women's basketball team that beat Valpo 73-54 yesterday. Brandy Beasley with 15 points. Parkland Volleyball is in action as a number 2 seed in Charleston, West Virginia in the NJCAA tournament. And they're taking on Western Virginia this morning. Blackhawks over the Blues 1-0. Boston beat the Bulls 111-82 in college basketball action. Number 18 Michigan over Villanova 73-46, and Indiana beat number 24 Marquette 96-73. We've got Green Bay and Seattle tonight. Of course, our Illini in action against Iowa with a 2:30 kickoff. That's Essentially Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, we want to check our weather forecast. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Keeping our eyes on the sky right now, Diane.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just got a text in saying, Tolono and the ride in, take it slow. And I do understand that coming in from my hometown on Route 45. The plows haven't gotten all the way there yet, so give yourself some extra time today. With a high of 33, we still could see some precipitation today, and there's this winter weather advisory until 6 o'clock tonight. Decrease in the clouds, though, with a low 26 tonight, up to 38 with sunshine as we wrap up the week tomorrow. 39 the high on Saturday, 30% chance of precipitation later, and a low 28 on Saturday night, 36 the high on Sunday. We've got your Fox Business Minute coming up, and it's brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. We're coming up on 720 here on ESPN 93.5, and the temperature is at 28. Again, take it slow as you're heading into work.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were weaker than a year ago. However, it has been spending on its online shopping site, JD.com. JCPenney reported a disappointing summer quarter. Sales at existing stores were down more than 5%. The company did recently name a new CEO, Jill Soltow, who was previously with Joann's Stores. 3M is predicting its business will be improving over the next 5 years, with growth up 8 to 11%. It makes Post-it notes, scotch tape, and other office products. Apple shares closed lower yesterday. Investors are concerned that iPhone sales could be slowing, though Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has been buying more Apple stock. It picked up more than 500,000 shares in the summer quarter. The Dow was down 205 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 64. S&P lost 20. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. John Decker, live from the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, coming up here in just a few moments. Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com. Hey, you want a new vehicle? Honda BMW, drivechambaign.com. Ben Quattrone gave us four fabulous tickets to the Georgetown basketball game the other day.
Yeah.
We appreciate Ben. People like that. I can't remember the guy who won it, but I'm sure he was thrilled. Four great seats. Primo, primo. DriveChampaign.com is the website. Get started. But if you drive off of Neal, turn at Burwash, you go right to the Beamer side of things. Honda BMW, the BMW side, where it's so doggone clean. The white floor is so clean. If you drop your spaghetti, you can eat right off crisscross applesauce off that floor. But the machines are awesome. BMWs are awesome. Hondas, what do you think? In a van? You want the SUV? The Pilot's nice. It's not real massive either, but it's enough to seat eight. They have a bench seat kind of thing in the back. I mean, you can seat eight in that Pilot. Odyssey, same thing. You can get eight in there as well. Check them out. Test drive something. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. All right, 359-2255. You want to text in anything we say. We'd love to hear any response. Anything you've got, want to bring something up, you're always welcome. 359-2255. That's also the phone line as well, phone and text. And you said we had a text?
Well, I think it's ironic that Clinton is a sexual deviant like you have referred to several times, but Trump isn't doing the same thing, is one of the texts that came in from a 217 texter.
So Trump isn't for doing the same thing. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Anyway, text in if you got anything. We're happy to. I was referring when we were talking about, you know, political divide and hate and how you shouldn't hate anybody. I've never hated. I hope I've never hated anything or anybody. I certainly don't think I never hated Barack Obama. Didn't care for his political philosophy. Didn't hate Bill Clinton, thought he had a problem, but never hated it. Hate is destructive to you. But yet it's just so screamy and vitriolic. And I was saying that I don't think there's more than 8 or 10% of the world, and certainly in the United States, that is like that, where most common sense people, and certainly Central Illinois, you know, if I was sitting having a coffee with you and say, do you think you ought to go scream at that guy because you disagree politically? you know, 9 out of 10 would say, no way. But 1 out of 10 would. And that's what I'm talking about. It just, it's beyond the pale to me and to most people with common sense that that is a good avenue to humiliate and embarrass somebody and threaten physical violence because you disagree with their political views. That's wrong. And yet it's being depicted. My whole point was it's being depicted as something mainstream. It is not. And the Democrats are going to get tugged far left, or at least they're going to be tried to get tugged far left for this presidential campaign, which is going to be upon us in a matter of months. We're going to have 2 years of the Democrats with 24 candidates trying to emerge from the pack. And the buzz in the last 7 days is, will Hillary Clinton run again? And you know what? If she does, she's probably going to be favored. Who else is there?
Huh.
I mean, who do the Democrats have that makes you go, man, I want to hear more from what they say? Joe Biden? Bernie Sanders? Elizabeth Warren? Bernie and Elizabeth are too far left to get elected. Joe Biden, I think people like Joe, but he'll be 78 if he were elected. 78. Hillary would be the same age as Donald Trump, so I guess she'd be 74. Anyway, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And doesn't it feel like we're always in a political season? Doesn't it feel like we're always running? There used to be a bit of a gap, but it seems that there's more positioning for power, more positioning for voters. And if you look at the new electoral map, it is disconcerting for Republicans, there's no question. The race for Ted Cruz in the Senate spot in Texas has to make Republicans worried. Florida is totally a toss-up state, if not leaning Democrat now. Georgia, unbelievable what happened in that governor's race, which still isn't decided. So the Republicans have a map that seems to be dwindling. And I think that was the whole point of immigration, get more voters, allow 1.2 million convicts who've served their time, felons, to serve their time to be allowed to vote in Florida. That is all going to add up to more Democratic votes. So I think, you know, advantage Democrats moving forward, there is no question if you look at a map.
217 okay, Texter says, who wants to hear anything else out of Hillary's mouth?
Well, there's a lot of Democrats that don't, but who has the best name recognition?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton. If she ran right now and she put her hat in the ring, I think she'd have the most, because it's so fragmented.
Yeah.
If you have 20 Democrats, Hillary'd get 18%. That'd be number one. I mean, it is pretty crazy. But I can't. There are a lot of Democrats now that say, thank you, but we appreciate your service. But please, we'll see what happens with that. Okay, a break. We'll come right back. 359-2255. You're always welcome to text us. I'm live from Chicago this morning, ESPN 93.5.
Okay, you will buy me sales room theme song audition number 238.
Meet, 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 meet.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
Boop, meet, boop.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers at the meat sales room. Steaks and burgers.
The Uwe by Meat sales room on Maryland and Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators have gone absolutely nuts and are a disgrace to the nation. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican, says he will not vote for any of the president's judicial nominees unless there's a vote on legislation to protect Mueller from being fired.
The president now has this investigation in his sights.
But the top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says,
I think it's in no danger, and so I don't think any legislation is necessary.
In Northern California,
8 more bodies were found in the ruins of Paradise, bringing the death toll from the campfire to 56. And the number of homes destroyed in this fire just soared. 8,650 homes gone. The total number of structures destroyed, 10,321. And sadly, 130 people, almost all senior citizens, remain unaccounted for, and relatives fear the worst.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise, California. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Illinois state trooper has agreed to resign from his job and has been sentenced to a form of probation after he admitted he offered to pay a woman to have sex with him. The News Gazette says 50-year-old Leonard Kirkpatrick of Charleston pleaded guilty. He admitted that on April 1st, he offered to pay cash for sex to a person he believed to be a prostitute. The type of probation he is on does not require regular reporting to a probation officer. Starting today is the Friends of the Urbana Free Library Fall Book Sale. It runs through November 19th. Each year, the Friends of the Urbana Free Library hold big sales on used books in the spring, summer, and fall. Proceeds from the book sales and bookshop support the purchase of library materials and programs. Members of the Friends have access to a special preview. That's tonight from 5 until 8:30. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there. Period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time. With satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728, or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
Hey, college football fans, Kirk Herbstreit here. Whether you're home gating or tailgating this season, score big on game day eats with Eckridge Smoked Sausage. And now you can enter the 2019 Road to the National Championship sweepstakes. You can join me at the College Football Playoff National Championship in Santa Clara, California, for a chance to throw to win $1 million. To enter and learn more, visit EckridgeFootball.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 12-2018. Contest rules online.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
The spirit of competition, you see it all over Central Illinois. People who take pride in giving it their best, because the local sports team gives us the chance to excel, just like home ownership. Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with 217 Mortgage Team at IMB, and we understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of the community. That's why we're happy to be there for you every day, making your life better and your next home. We strive to be the best. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's
online. DriveChampagne.com.
Hey guys, it's Scott Miller, local McDonald's owner-operator. Have you ever been at work and are craving your favorite McDonald's burger but are too busy to leave? Or have you ever been at home and just wish McDonald's would come to you? Well, your prayers have been answered. I'm excited to introduce McDelivery through Uber Eats. You can get McDonald's delivered to you anywhere in Champaign-Urbana 24 hours a day. All you have to do is download the Uber Eats app on your smartphone device. Why leave your home when we can bring your favorite McDonald's order McDelivered to you? Again, just download the Uber Eats app and you can get McDonald's delivered to you 24 hours a day with McDelivery.
There's Scott Miller. I saw him yesterday as we had a benefit for the Dunmoyer Boys and Girls Club. And thank you for all those who have been donating to a great cause. Don't forget them on Giving Tuesday coming up after Thanksgiving. Today's high 33. We've got a chance for some more precipitation. Already have a couple of inches on the ground with this winter weather advisory for East Central Illinois until 6 o'clock tonight. Down to 26 this evening. Decrease in the clouds. Make way for sunshine. And a high 38, low 28 on Friday. We've got a 30% chance of precipitation in the forecast Saturday with a high near 40, down to around 28. Currently, we're at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's John Decker. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I am great, Stevie. How are you doing today in Chicago?
We are good in the Windy City. I'm just trying to map my trip home. It looks like the Northeast is going to get some weather, too. So we're into the winter. I am confused. You were there for the President Trump-Jim Acosta exchange. You were just a few rows behind. It was quite the moment, I thought. And now I know you're all over the Mueller investigation and Whitaker and all this. My question is simple. Why would the Democrats be so worried about Donald Trump firing Mueller when that would set off a firestorm that I think could really hurt him. There's no way he'd do that. He shouldn't do that, because then you got to do the investigation all over again. I don't get the adamant. I don't get Jeff Flake. I don't get any of it. It doesn't make any political sense in that it would totally unite the left against Trump, because he's trying to stop Mueller. He'd never do it, would he?
I don't think so. And the reason why is because of the reasons that you just ticked off. And I think that the president has been warned against doing that firing, if you wanted to do it, of Robert Mueller by his aides, by the White House counsel, by his chief of staff. And he's listened to each of them. And he's not touched Robert Mueller in any way. And I don't think Matthew Whitaker, the acting attorney general, will do that either. I don't think he'll shut down any part of the Mueller investigation. That being said, I think that Robert Mueller has made contingencies just in case his investigation is precipitously shut down by the administration. I think he's farmed out a lot of what he views as the crux of a case that could be made against the president to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York, so that if Mueller's shut down tomorrow, the investigation will continue up there.
Now let me ask you a day-to-day John Decker live from press room, raising your hand to ask the president a question. Knowing that you've got to get what you've got to get, when does a reporter decide, I'm going to press it, I'm going to get a second question, even though they said one? I mean, the president called on you. He was kind of aggressive the whole time, I thought. Kind of jumped on you when you tried to ask a second question.
Yeah, he did, and, you know, I mean, I got shot down, and that happens. I have a thick skin. I wasn't offended by it, and, you know, I've been politely handed my microphone to a colleague who was standing right behind me who wanted to ask a question of the president. So you try. You know, it's in the moment. You try and see if you can get another question or a follow-up question to the president. If the president is not in the mood, then, you know, you try.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't work out, you move on, and someone else will get their question. You know, I think that's the distinction between what happened with me and what happened with Jim Acosta. He has his own style. It's not my style. But, you know, he pressed it, I think, a little bit too far, and also wasn't respectful, not just of, in my opinion, the White House. I don't think he was respectful of his colleagues that also wanted to ask questions on that particular day.
And you've been in there a while, John, and you've been around this a while. That's what seems to be disintegrating even more, just basic respect for not just a president, but maybe the office. There used to be more decorum, didn't there?
There used to be, yes, absolutely. There used to be more decorum, and that has fallen by the wayside. And I was speaking to some colleagues who cover Congress, and they were telling me that there's a lack of decorum there. That's developed as well. So it's not just the White House. It's also on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue, the Capitol. And it's unfortunate. You know, I have always treated the office of the presidency, the president, with respect, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, Clinton and Bush and Obama, and now President Trump. And you can still ask very tough questions of the president, but you can do so in a respectful way. And that's what I try to do when I get questions to the president.
Yeah, and I know the, you know, Jim Acosta, I think some of the criticism on him is the more of the statements. He feels like a pundit to me, not a reporter like you. But in any event, it's a challenging job because you're supposed to get your stuff. Everybody's got their hand raised up trying to get a question in there. And who knows, your question might make the news and be the number one thing that opens something up. Because I'm telling you, the democracy, the republic doesn't work without John Decker. If I don't have somebody asking tough questions, we're doomed, man.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. You know, you do have to ask tough questions of those in power. Last Wednesday, which is the press conference that you're referring to, I asked a question regarding Robert Mueller and whether the president intended to remove him from this position. And given the fact that later that same day, the president essentially fired Jeff Sessions, that question took on greater relevance, and it did become a part of the news cycle. So you never know, you know, whether your question is going to be the question that develops into a major news story. And, you know, besides the Jim Acosta episode, the answer to my question ended up being one of the top stories on the news last Wednesday.
Bingo. Okay, lastly, when you wake up every morning, do you go, oh, boy, I got to go to the White House, or, oh, boy, I got to go to the White House?
No, it's like every time I walk through the gates on Pennsylvania Avenue, it's a thrill. I think that when it's no longer a thrill is the time that maybe you shouldn't be covering the White House. So, no, it's a great opportunity and a great privilege to cover any White House and any president, and I'm thankful for that. There's no doubt about it. You know, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised, Stevie, that you didn't ask me about my opinion on the lawsuit that was filed by CNN against this White House.
Well, I'm curious. Fox News jumped in on it. What do you think about it? Acosta could still apply and get a daily pass. He lost the hard card, which is an easier access in, correct?
That's exactly right. But I understand from his lawsuit that he also applied for a daily pass, and he was rejected for that as well.
I got you. Well, what is it? What's your feeling? I mean, can the White House, say that's not a reporter, we don't like him, or can you just say, I'm pressed, you got to let me in?
I think that as it relates to this lawsuit, and we'll get an answer today, so we'll talk next week and see whether I'm right, I think the administration's going to win. This case that CNN has filed against them. I don't think that Jim Acosta's First Amendment rights or CNN's First Amendment rights were violated in any way. I think the White House, it's unfortunate that what happened. Just don't get me wrong. Yeah. I wish the White House had not taken the action that they have taken. But it's within the White House's right to decide who they want to enter the White House grounds on any given day. And if they don't want this particular reporter on the White House grounds, that is their prerogative. And there's no First Amendment right that demands that you enter the White House grounds. There's no right to cover the White House. There's no right to be on the White House property for anybody on any given day.
Not only does he do interviews, he has to feed me the best questions. Way to go, John. Nice work today. Listen, we'll see what happens. As the only attorney on press row, I'm listening to every word of that. And you know, we'll see what happens. But, you could let Acosta in and never call on him. Could you do that?
You could absolutely do that. And that's something that a lot of my colleagues have suggested. If you don't like him, then freeze him out. Don't call on him. That's the way that you deal with the reporter that you are not fond of, is just don't call on him. And rather than what it is that the White House has done in terms of suspending his press credential. But the judge hearing this case, Stevie, will make a decision on this particular issue. He says by 3 p.m. today. So when we speak next week, we'll have an idea as to where things stand as it relates to this particular issue and whether Jim Acosta will soon be back covering the White House for CNN.
You'd still rather watch Kevin Anderson play Roger Federer, though, man. Come on.
That's funny. Yeah, well, look, Kevin's a great player. You know it. University of Illinois.
That's it.
So,
good stuff.
Very proud
John,
of him.
Appreciate your time. Always, you're the best. We appreciate the insights and all that you're doing. Keep the fight. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Have a great day. Good luck getting back home. And safe travels back to Champaign, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, John Decker, live from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's honored every time he passes through the gates. That guy's the best. Snowing now in Chicago. So we had 2 inches on the ground in Champaign? Is that what I'm understanding?
And actually, we are getting some texts in to 359-2255 about the bridge in Pisotum, total ice, and Route 57, how there's so many uncleared areas. I know that people are commenting that the maintenance on this minimal snow has been pretty bad. The roads are bad this year out there on the interstate. So the snow removal on these main roads, they need to catch up. So just take note on your travels in. I know I've seen at least 2 go by here near Windsor and Philo Road. So be careful.
Gotcha. Yep, be watching out there. ESPN 93.5, back in...
Talk to me.
Mort.
Thank you, Stevie. Illinois and Northwestern didn't take long for our volleyball team to win. Let's hope it's the same for the Illinois Parkland volleyball team, taking on Northern Virginia today at 10 in a tournament in Charleston, West Virginia. We had Boston over the Bulls, 111-82. Blackhawks win 1-0 over the St. Louis Blues. Illinois women's basketball wins over Valpo, 73-54. We had Michigan over Villanova, and Indiana beat number 24 Marquette in college basketball hoop action yesterday. Of course, our Illini in action at 10:30 p.m. in Hawaii against Gonzaga on Monday. NFL action tonight, Green Bay at Seattle. And, of course, our Illini taking on Iowa, 2:30 kickoff coming up on Saturday. I know I have Troy Lands ready to go here.
Hey, Troy, how are you?
I'm doing well, you know. I've got a little white stuff on the ground, as you all know, so I'm not used to that in November. That's back like when I grew up in the old days. We used to have snow like crazy.
Wow, you're right. We used to get out of school, man. 17-inch snows back in the day, man. That was so. Is we have shovelable? Is that 2 inches? Is that enough to shovel?
Oh yeah, I shoveled the walk this morning when I got in here. So it, yeah, it's shovelable.
Man, would you mind running over to my house and doing that, buddy?
You got people. You have people that already done that for you. They're probably the maids and all that.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. It's Troy Lands. Lands.
Should we change the filter while we're there?
What's that?
Want us to do a tune-up over there?
Yeah. Yeah, we want you. Hey, so what are you doing? You're doing all furnaces now, aren't you?
Yes, yes. No one's using air conditioning at this time of the year. We're still tuning them up. We're coming across the ones that are broken, need replaced, and also the doing a lot of service work on those systems that decided that they don't want to get up this morning.
How many people in Champaign-Urbana do you think do a furnace check, like an oil check? 20%, 30%?
I would guess so, yes. Yep. Yep.
There's a lot of people that don't ever think about their furnace till it breaks, right?
Right. And, you know, if you're not in the business or you've not had the awful experience of it breaking down prematurely on Thanksgiving or Christmas when all the family's around, then, you know, it gets one of those things that's out of sight, out of mind type.
Well, okay. So, folks, if you don't check your regularly, you do it because, number one, you don't want it to bust on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Number two, I'm telling you what. The bills are lower.
Right.
I have seen that over the years. Yep. And it is no doubt it's efficient, and that's what you're talking about.
Right. We'll get it back to the factory specs as close as possible by cleaning it up, and then we can tell sometimes when the parts are about ready to go out, it's out of factory specs. And then at that point, we can suggest changing it and give you a price for that. And if you decide not to, then we'll be back.
Well, you can come to my house. I haven't had mine for the year yet. And, of course, then again, I can probably do my own, seeing that I used to work for you.
That's right.
Of course, that was more an AC work. And I
right, right.
Show
we, have to, we have to retrain you on the AC, on the heating side.
Yeah. You send Andrew out there, and I'll work with him on that. Yeah. Okay, so how do people get hold of you, my friend?
Landsinc.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
You're a good man, Troy. Thanks for all you do.
Talk to you soon.
Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, ESPN 93.5. All right, better do this weather, I think. Let's do the weather in just a second. I want to mention I was at Houlihan's yesterday for lunch. And our dear friends Dick and Ann Tryon were with us. Tryon Festival Theater, Coldwell Playhouse at Krannert. Those Tryons, they kind of flash through town. They're just such dear friends. And we found out that Dick Tryon, because my mom is a Tryon. We're related.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we, you know, 97% likely they all, people took DNA on that. Anyway, they're great people. So I said, Dick, Ann, you guys got to try this steak wedge. And, of course, Sam came by the table at Houlihan's restaurant and met everybody. And Benjamin and Janet were with us. So, anyway, great dish. I also like kind of like the turkey club these days. You like that big salad for lunch? Is that what you say, Diane?
I do, and it's so healthy, and it's delicious. They have so many great salad and soup options. Since there's snow on the ground, a lot of people love to try the four different soups that they have. They have a Happy Apps special also between 4 and 6 today, and then 9 to close. Houlihan's at First and St. Mary.
All right, let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 weather forecast. Watch out as you drive around today. There's no doubt we got a little bit of winter going on.
Yeah, with the snow coming down, I think that's why some of the snow plows had hung back, as the texter indicated at 359-2255, is why aren't they caught up? I know they were out there. I was hearing comments about 3 in the morning, them working snow and freezing rain before 4. We've got a high 33, expected 26 our low tonight. Sunshine and a high 38 tomorrow, down to 28. We'll have some melting going on at the end of the week. Friday's high near 40, down to around 28. Chance of precipitation at 30%. We're currently at 28. Some fog and misty conditions. ESPN 93.5. We'll come back with more in just a moment.